The Fisherman's Powwow Banquet is hosted by Roger Augustine in Miramichi, New Brunswick. Augustine is the regional chief for the First Nations communities in New Brunswick and PEI, and the banquet draws a who's who of Indigenous and non-Indigenous political movers and shakers. Today, a group of grassroots women staged an action outside of the banquet hall, handcuffing themselves, lying on the pavement, and holding shale gas placards. They were impossible to ignore. While some Indian Act chiefs and provincial politicians tried to sidestep the action, we managed to encourage Roger Augustine himself to hear their concerns. The first interview you'll hear is with Roger Augustine. You'll then hear Augustine, New Brunswick Premier David Allward, and finally, National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Sean Atleo, address the gathered crowd. It's about 20 minutes of audio, but worth the listen. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.
Very good, your camera. You have an opinion on what's going on with shale gas and protesters up front?
What about them?
No, they're protesting, they're concerned, 30 arrests.
Protesting the SWN?
Yeah, what about them? What do you want me to say?
Just, are you...
What is your opinion on shale gas exploration in New Brunswick?
I don't know enough about it.
You don't know nothing about it?
I don't know enough about it. Oh. You know what I mean?
SWN has invested heavily into the AFN. There's millions involved. They've also invested heavily into this province.
I don't think so. SWN, they've invested in AFN? I don't think
they've
so.
They've donated money to the AFN. It's right in their brochure, and that's only that's being made public.
AFN?
Yeah. Some of the First Nations.
In my office, you mean? Or?
AFN?
I know that. I know that.
Are you concerned that it could destroy the environment forever and ever? Are you concerned about that? Does water and drilling go hand in hand?
Let me tell you this.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, let me tell you this. I'm concerned about the environment. I'm concerned about what's going on in Alberta. I'm concerned about what's going on all over the world in terms of environment, right? I'm concerned about the poverty in our communities. I'm also concerned about poverty all over the world. I am concerned. I've been involved in this business for 36 years.
Which business is that?
I'm a chief.
Right.
I'm a chief. I'm an elected chief.
Right.
I'm also a chief of the Assembly of First Nations.
Always been a respectable
And who are you?
I'm Miles Howe.
I'm Madonna Bernard.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Miles.
I
don't want to act arrogant or pissed off, right? But you're challenging me. I respect my job. I love my job. And as a matter of fact, environment is part of my portfolio.
That's what
right?
You work for me because I am an individual.
Who are you?
Grassroots person.
Who are you?
Madonna Bernard. I'm from
Wagon
Bath First Nation.
Oh, from Mali. Here, Mi'kmaq.
Yeah, I'm Mi'kmaq.
Are you concerned about drilling and water? Like you said, the economic part, the jobs. Are you concerned that there's the jobs for short-term?
I can't make an intelligence remark or a statement on what Swin is doing. I'm not a biologist. I am not a chemist. I'm not an expert in this field.
But Swin itself has a terrible track record in the southern states. There's scores of litigation, scores of lawsuits against them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're essentially giving the green light from the indigenous perspective or from the indigenous legal perspective on allowing them into your territory and allowing them to do seismic testing, which while you might say is only seismic testing at this point, we both know they're here seismic testing, looking for gas, looking to hydrofracture.
Yeah.
Look at Pennsylvania, look at Alabama, look at Texas, look at Colorado. Those are wastelands.
I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed at your knowledge, right? I wish I had your knowledge.
It's not hard. It just took me about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know, but this is what you're focusing on, right? My focus is on the comprehensive approach and trying to make our lives better in our communities.
But there is a cautionary principle that exists.
So the economy. You're more concerned about the economy, get jobs, and to at any cost to destroy the environment.
For our children's future.
That's right. I am concerned. That's why I've been involved in this business. You know, Siksidui.
Okay.
All right.
Siksidui.
I'm concerned about what's happening in our communities. That's right. Right. And if I get enough intelligence, enough expert opinion, to prove to me that fracking is bad for our community, of course I'll be against it.
Where does that expert opinion need to come from in order for you to be satisfied that it is an opinion against hydrofracking? Because there's reams of studies out there. There's all kinds of information out there.
Yeah, I know.
So are you not looking at that information, or is it selective, or what?
Yes,
because they're here already.
No, the chiefs are looking at that.
Right.
Right? Chiefs have experts analyzing that situation now.
But so far, there's been silence from the APC, which you helped create, from the the Assembly of Chiefs of First Nation of New Brunswick Incorporated, silence.
Yeah.
Basically, what we've got is we've got Candace Paul, we've got Aaron Salk and his council issuing a BCR against it.
Yeah.
And yet, what they need at this point, essentially to stop this, to validate, to hear what they're saying, is for the rest of the chiefs' organizations to act in accordance with their wishes.
I'll tell you this.
For the record, I'm glad that you're staying here. You're not running away. That's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll shake your hand.
See, the thing to do, right? Like, I don't really have the amount of expertise to be able to give you an honest opinion right now. The chiefs of New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island are studying this now.
But would you consider asking for a moratorium until you get that expert opinion?
I don't have that
because
power.
Right now they're going for it.
I don't have the power to do that. Right?
You guys are not chiefs of Nova Scotia. You guys are not chiefs of New Brunswick. You guys are chiefs of Mi'kma'ki.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
that's why you guys are, steering away. You guys are going for.
Well, what's your name? What's your name again?
Madonna Bernard.
Madonna, give us time, right? Give me time, right?
Like, I'm not asking. How could this get started before researching it properly? Because basically, what you're saying is, I don't know enough to have an opinion on this.
It's happening right now. Bought off or stuff like that. This is your opinion, right?
That's my opinion. Yeah.
Your opinion.
Yeah.
So if you see that show gas not good for you, you will say it, right?
That's right. Exactly.
We have to educate you.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the bottom line, right?
That's my. He said it for me.
Shake my
hand.
Do you need?
I gotta leave.
What do you need for that to happen? What do you need to see?
I'll notice. Notice. Okay.
How's your day?
Well, so far so good.
So far so good. Yeah. Nice to meet you. I admire you not running away. I really admire that.
Thank you.
You should go in the front door though, because there's a lot of people there.
I'll go through.
You know?
I'll go front.
Okay. Raj, hello.
When are you coming in? We've had 33 people that have been arrested, Roger. 33 people.
I know all that.
This woman just for praying.
And I'm your relative.
This is the position that she was arrested in.
Roger, when are you going to come and listen to the people?
I will be there.
Can you tell me when?
I'll be there as soon as this powwow is over. Right?
Coming down
so
tonight.
This is more priority.
No,
more
important.
Roger. Roger, yeah. We've been there.
Listen, let me tell you this. I know you all have certain opinions, right? And I respect you for being there. And you've got to respect the people, especially the children and the elders that are at the powwow.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
And that's why we're not.
And I'll
there
respect
protesting.
What you're doing too, right? It's two ways.
Yeah, and we're not there protesting, right. Roger.
Right. Okay.
We're here for our
quiet,
right.
No drums.
Roger, we've been there for 3 weeks at the protest. Where
but
have you
I mean,
been?
But let me tell you one more time.
People have been arrested.
Let me tell you one more time. The powwow that I put together, it's all about the spirit and peace and friendship.
Let me finish that.
I know you were there.
Yeah.
Let me finish that, and then we'll talk. I'll be there. I'm not afraid.
Roger?
I'm not afraid. I know I take my direction from the chiefs, right?
Roger, you're supposed to take them from the people, though.
I know that.
You just said you take it from the
chiefs. But give me time. You know what I mean? Give me
time. We've been on this battle for 2.5 years, Roger. 2.5 years we've been doing this.
Let me tell you this, my dear. I've been at this battle for 36 years, right? What have I done? Did I do something to destroy this? Destroy our country? Or did I do something to destroy our people?
You're letting our environment be destroyed at this point by not acknowledging
the people. Give me time and give me a chance. That's all I'm asking.
Roger, you don't have time.
Mr. Augustine, will you ask that Mr. Allward come out as Minister of Northern and Indian Affairs for New Brunswick and speak to us? Not as Premier?
As a conflict of interest.
What do you mean, Allward?
Mr. Allward.
Allward? The guy who just walked in about 20 minutes ago.
I don't tell Allward.
Can you ask him?
I don't tell the Premier. I will ask him.
Ask him to come out and speak to the people as the Minister.
Listen. Right? You're asking me. I can
as
only answer
chief.
For myself.
Just a minute, Judy.
Right? And as a former chief of Gilgram for 20 years, right? Like I told you, I've been involved in this business for 36
Roger,
years.
Roger, we're not interested in your credentials. We're interested in what's
you're
going on right
me.
Now.
I don't think that's fair.
If you're going
to
listen to the people, now's your chance.
Is this
Roger.
Fair?
Hello,
is this fair, Roger? Is this fair?
No.
Roger, it's not fair.
I'm not saying it's fair.
This is our responsibility to be here to protect Mother Earth.
You sure. want another fur trade for your people?
I know what you're doing. I know it's important. And I'm expecting what you're doing. That's why I'm standing here answering your questions.
Then start speaking up for your people, Roger.
Yes, I know.
You never walked away.
When did you see me not do that?
For the last 2.5 years. Gas,
but you will see me there.
Okay, just
when will I see you there, Roger? I want to know a time frame.
In about a week.
Because it's been 2.5 years.
Give me a week, all right? Give me a week.
How many more people are going to get arrested in 1 week, Roger?
Don't insult me, sweetheart. I know, don't insult me.
Okay, can you...
And we can work together. We can work together on this.
All right.
So then ask for a moratorium.
What'd you say?
Chief Candace Paul hasn't been helped and supported by AFN-CNB, has she?
We know
Pardon
that.
Me?
Not yet.
Well, what? How long is it going to take? She stepped out.
Ask for a moratorium,
so why
Roger?
Can't we have more people step out with your guidance?
If you don't
ask her questions in regards to Candace, right?
No, I know that.
You're asking me questions?
No, I said, why can't you help more people step out with your guidance?
You're asking the same questions about 10 times now, right?
And we haven't gotten an answer.
Yes, you did. I gave you an answer.
It takes time.
I gave you an answer.
We don't have time, Roger.
You already started the testing.
I'll see you in a week. I'll see you July 10th.
July
10th.
July 10th, you're coming down.
That's my birthday.
Roger, my birthday is the 17th.
Roger, ask for a moratorium.
We have grandchildren.
If you need more,
July 10th.
Ask for a moratorium.
The people are against shale gas. Exploration. Everything.
It's not about resource sharing. We don't want it.
We don't want the money.
1 cent from
the chiefs
earth.
Care about the money. We don't. Chief Candace Paul has stepped down from AFN-CNB because she is against shale gas.
I'm hoping Aaron Salk is going to do so much pretty soon.
You are the Minister of Indian Affairs, and you have not taken the time to come here with our people. The chiefs have not. We've had 4 chiefs come to the site. They are supposed to be representing the people, but they're not talking to us. Right? These are just a select few women that came out to bring the message to our chiefs and the Minister of Indian Affairs, who has not spoken to us. What do you have to say for yourself with the shale gas issue and the people? Not the government, not the chiefs, the people.
What we've said from square one, my first comment in terms of protests, and I've said this from square one as well, we live in a democracy.
Okay.
We're well aware of that.
No.
After every interview that we've seen Charles do, you say
for sure.
Look at her. This is how she was arrested. She was in ceremony, and she was arrested like this.
So we know
how
we have the right
look
to protest.
At that and
in,
think there's something
a,
and not realize there's something
and,
wrong.
And peaceful
she was
way.
Held for 21
right.
Hours,
so that's
no
that's
permits.
The
and that's what we've done.
Okay. So that's the first piece. So you have you certainly have the opportunity to
and we've done that.
To voice your concerns as you are
to
me now.
To.
What I've also said before as well as a party in the past election we ran on a clear platform. That platform included the responsible development of natural gas in New Brunswick.
But there was no consultation and consent.
Chief Candace Paul has not
been consulted. Election is
here?
Part of that process, and part of the process that we are ongoing with our First Nations as well. And
with the chiefs, not the people.
And there is a responsibility, a duty to consult that we take very seriously on the development of... natural resources within our province, and we are carrying that through.
Why haven't you come to the people? So. You're the Minister of Indian Affairs. Why have you not come to the people?
I'm here.
Because Roger came in and asked. You walked by us the first time.
I stopped when I came in. There's an event going on inside. I will be back outside.
You walked right by us.
I said hello to people going when we came through. I didn't come in. I spoke. Okay.
Howard, with
so
when
so,
where do we have the opportunity to do this? Because you're not coming to us, the people. So that's why we feel we have to come to these type of events.
And again, you're here voicing
right
your concerns.
That.
There is a process, and I certainly support that process.
The process cannot start when the process has been finished. We cannot wait for
consultation
when drills are already dug. That is not proper consultation.
It's seismic work that is.
Have you
had
it done in front of your house like I did?
Look, I have.
Have you had it done? Stand in the door, like yes or no?
Holes 15 meters deep and implanting explosives into the ground to get readouts, and then filling it back up with
bed ready. Why not?
And that's exactly what's happening.
I live in rural New Brunswick.
Were they seismic testing for the highway?
And we have not had a deer since.
None of us can. I fully agree.
You have no right to risk our lives.
Okay.
Will you come back in a different setting and talk to the people?
Can you please come to the people? And I don't mean with cameras. We specifically asked for there to be no media here at this event with our women because we did not want to be seen as a media photo op. Okay? Will you take the time?
I have no issue at all in sitting down and talking.
Grand Chief Atleo.
Yes.
Anyway.
Where's your stand on shale gas in New Brunswick?
I just talked to Wendell Nicholas, and I understand he's in some sort of an appointed peacekeeping role.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the first thing, is to ensure safety and security, and it's
for us, not for...
I've asked him to speak with the chief. I spoke with Raymond Robinson as well.
Yeah. He's not local.
He's not our chief.
Ray Robinson doesn't.
He's not from these territories.
So, I didn't say he was. What I said was that I've asked Wendell to speak to the chief because I always respect the local protocol. I'm elected and put in place by the chiefs. The Assembly of First Nations has a formal resolution opposing fracking. That's been in place since last summer. Or maybe it's
so why are we here? Why are we here, Roger? Why are we here, Chief?
Can you repeat that for me?
Charles, make sure.
Hold on. Can you repeat that for me? You have
GFN
a what?
Has a stance against shale gas.
The Assembly of First Nations has a formal resolution. I can get a copy of it. It should be on our website. So that's the first thing, because the chief said, you know, we don't know what the impacts of this activity is. So it shouldn't be happening until we know what the impacts are. That's what the chiefs were saying.
We've done enough
so
research.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the Assembly of First Nations, in my role as national chief, is not to overstep the authority of chiefs and the citizens in their own territory.
Our chief doesn't want
to. So my support is there for the chiefs and the positions that they take. So
Chief
if there's
Van Sock and council have already issued a VCR against.
So is there's St. Mary's a chief, First Nation. St. Mary's First Nation.
To be clear, because that's what I'm just saying, is that if a chief stands in opposition to it, then I stand in support of that chief's opposition.
So but you stand in support of Chief Aaron Sock.
I stand
and
in
chief
support
Candace Paul.
Exploration
but
I
also,
stand in support of the chiefs.
But
yes.
The
so when they take
chief
a formal
in support of Chief Aaron Sock.
When a chief
also
takes a stance, then I stand with the chiefs in support
chief
of their opposition.
A VCR against this
right.
process in his territory.
Right.
So are you in support of Chief Aaron Sock? Are you waiting for...
No, I haven't spoken with him yet. Okay. So that's the first thing. I always want to make sure that I'm able to speak directly because that's respectful protocol.
But that VCR has been around since probably
but
May 14th.
Second of all, if there's a formal VCR and the chief has taken a formal position, then I stand fully in support.
Do you stand in support
of
an injunction if you were to do one?
Well, I'm asking to speak with him as soon as possible.
There's Aaron.
Oh, thank you. Chief, your ears were burning. Is that you? It's Sean Atleo calling. Good, good. I'd left a message through Wendell. Did he talk with you? Okay. So,
we're at the Kin Center, Mamshi.
We're at the Kin Center,
we're
and
all kin here.
And I'm just having a conversation about the stance that you're taking against fracking, and you have a formal position, right, Chief? And it's an opposition, and it's to call for the activities to stop. Okay, so. That's what I was saying to those that I'm speaking with here, that my role is to not overstep the authority of chiefs, but to stand in support of. So just in hearing that, I would receive that as direction to provide political support to the stance that you're taking. Very well. Okay, that makes it perfectly clear. That's what those who are here were saying. And I'd spoken with Raymond Robinson, left me a couple of messages. I just spoke with him and let him know that I would want to speak with you. And so I wasn't sure if there was an invitation to come by the site. And if there was, you know, I'd be happy to do that. It would mean my wife and I just adjusting our travel plans, but sometime tomorrow. Okay. So... okay. Okay, so I'm going to... sort of work through Wendell because he was the one doing the organizing.
Yep.
And so I just have to make sure that my wife is she's my big boss is okay, and I'm sure she will be. So we'll be in touch. And are you going to be around tomorrow for us to be able to speak further? Okay. Very good. Okay, I don't know whose phone.
Kathy.
So, thank you, Kathy.
Kathy says hi.
All right, so I just spoke to the chief.
Hold on one moment. Okay. Here's Chief Candace Paul.
Well, they're on right. Speaker.
Oh, poor guy.
Hello, this is Sean. Whose phone is this?
Angie.
Oh, no. Angie just passed me the phone, Chief. How are you? Good, thank you. Just having a conversation about strong feelings and strong stances on. The developments that are occurring, and just making sure that it's well understood that my role is never to overstep the authority of chiefs in their home territories, but to stand in full support. And what I'm hearing is that yourself and Chief Sock, I just spoke with Aaron, have strong stances that are in opposition to the development that's happening. Yeah, so... it's helpful to, you know, to speak directly. I've just come from supporting the First Nations impacted by the floods in Alberta. Absolutely devastating. And I'd received an invitation phone call from one person to come to the site. But just going through the protocol of speaking with Chief Aaron before doing so, and he says that would be welcome. So we're going to work on details of that and perhaps sometime tomorrow. Very good, Chief. Well, glad to be able to touch base even briefly. So hopefully we'll stay in touch on this. And all right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chief.
For praying.